can't really imagine choosing that to put up in a room. I might put it in a small area of living room, like as in one chimney stack, or just a little feature, because it's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
I could see it in a study as well, but also in a living room. I think in a living room would be very nice. But, you know, you need kind of vintage furniture. But I think, you know, if you use, like, mustard and walnuts
and stuff. No, it's lovely. It's muted.
Yeah.
It doesn't dominate. It's quite, you know, it's quite quite busy. But it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
Well, I would have this in a little work room.
Well, I think I think something making.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's quite.
But making in a sort of for me, hand sewing, not.
This, I think, you'd do something that's much more kind of repetitive, maybe
absolutely.
Rather than contemplative. It's still quite. Busy, isn't it? It's quite energising.
A small room, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely a small room.
These remind me of they're like spools to me.
I've got vases,
but my first thought is of spools that you'd wind stuff around rather than marbling. It's quite energising.
A small room, definitely.
Yeah.
Quite busy, but it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
It's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
It's quite energising.
A small room, definitely.
Yeah.
Quite busy, but it actually, I think it would just merge into the distance.
It's a bit busy. It might drive me crazy if it was all over the room.
I think you'd need something that you can have a rest when you've finished being busy.
Yes.
I would quite like that paper if it wasn't for that little black line. If it was a dark green. Maybe it is dark green, but it's too dark green. It just makes it look like something mathematical. It looks like a mathematical puzzly thing. It's like someone's got their ruler and their pencil and gone, shh, shh,
it's supposed to be sort of a weave effect, isn't it?
Well, maybe